Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever your debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast. I'm here with Carlos, Laura, and I'm Lafayette. Another Friday, another episode. Hope you guys are ready, because today's the big day. Today's one of the biggest days ever in the world of Zack Snyder, because Rebel Moon 2 comes out today. Will you be watching it? Anybody? No, we got a no here.
Yeah, are we reviewing it next week?
Yeah. So watch Rebel Moon.
The first part.
Rebel Moon 2 drops, I guess that's the upside to filming two parts in one. You can release them fairly, last one came out 2 months ago, maybe?
So. Is that on streaming? Disney Plus streaming?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, didn't that just come out? How is there already a sequel? And then you just answered my question.
Yeah. And then in August, we get the rated R versions of the movies. So we get to see titties.
Well, wait till
is
August
it also then. 6 hours long, like most next
it's longer.
Snyder's? Oh, Jesus.
Yes. It's basically kidding? Like Justice League. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but we get
robot
to see,
walks around naked.
We get
naked.
To see titties, yeah. yeah.
Mechanical dong.
But I mentioned titties. And out today also on demand, Late Night with the Devil. So if you didn't get to catch it in theaters, it's on demand. It's about a
is that a
night.
Horror yeah, movie? Wait. Is that about a horror movie of a late night talk show?
There you go.
Is it
there
fucking?
You go.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Basically what it is the talk show is second place to Johnny Carson. And he can never catch up to Johnny. But it's sweeps week, so he needs to do something big. So he brings in one of those like... No. He brings in...
A medium?
Medium that, I can read you and I know, blah, blah. So that's his first guest. His second guest is a psychiatrist doctor that wrote a book about a possession. And he also brought the girl with him or with her. And basically, and then the host really wants the ratings. So he tells her, bring the demon out. Come on, bring her out. Like during a commercial break. Come on. You could do that, right? We need ratings. We need viewers. And that's when shit hits the fan. So, and it takes place in the late 70s.
That sounds like the dumbest
it's good.
Movie.
I saw it. Oh, it's good. God. It's not scary at all. Like, at all.
Is it funny? Because it sounds like it should be funny.
It has some funny bits, but it's more like you just wait to see what happens next. You're not like, oh my God, this is going to be terrifying. No. It's just, you're more interested in where this goes. You know what I mean? Like, where is this going to go?
People are going to die.
Yeah. Not that many. And also, Godzilla Minus One. If you didn't catch it in theaters, comes to streaming May 1st.
That was good. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It was really good.
There you go. So May 1st, Godzilla Minus One. Also, you guys probably don't want this movie, but it's coming anyway. Boondock Saints Part 3.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we don't need it. Part 1 was great. Part 2 was mediocre.
I don't even remember Part 2. I know I saw it, but I have no recollection of it. So I'm pretty sure I thought that it sucked.
It did suck. I remember seeing it going, why did they make this movie?
I haven't seen Boondock Saints itself in over 20 years. Jesus Christ, I'm old.
You are
old. I wonder if I'd enjoy it on a rewatch. Has anybody watched it in the last 10, 15 years?
it's a movie. I
own it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's a movie
forever.
I care less to watch. Yeah.
I used to watch it a lot.
You know what I watched recently? I don't know if did I tell you guys this last week? I watched Weird Science.
How was that?
So, of course, I haven't seen it.
I remember it being very funny.
So, I haven't seen it, I would say, in, like, no joke, 25 years, right? Like, it's been a long time since I've seen it. And I remember when you watch it as a kid, you're like, this movie's funny. Oh, Kelly LeBrock. Oh, my God. And then you watch it now, and you're like, this movie's horrible. It's stupid. It's not funny. Like, it's not a good movie at all.
But she's still hot, at least, right? Because she's fucking
That's
hot.
Just it. To today's standards, yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Probably because of her 80s hair, though.
It's because in the 80s, she was 80s hot. And it doesn't really...
What does that mean, 80s hot?
it's just, there's a different level of hotness. It's just, I don't know. You know what it is? I think there's more hot women in Hollywood compared to there was then. That there are actually stars, right? Because there wasn't like stars. They're like, oh my God, she's hot. They're more like good actresses.
Oh, yeah. What a bunch of bullshit.
You know what I mean, though? Like in the 80s, you're like, oh, damn, she's a good actress. You don't look at her like, or she got casted because she's a good actress. You know, not necessarily.
Like, oh,
just,
damn, like, she's a piece of meat. I should.
Exactly.
This is a D grade.
Then that's how Kelly LeBrock was basically in that movie. Like, oh, we just need someone really hot. And she was good in it, though. That's the thing. She's good in the movie. She's probably the best actor in the movie.
I like her accent, I remember.
Yeah, but the movie's horrible.
And Robert Downey Jr., and before he got his teeth fixed, he's got that gap tooth smile.
Yeah, he's
and then the
bully.
Song is classic, the Weird Science song. That's pretty
fucking
great.
Oh, yes. And there's only one bit of nudity in the movie. Anybody remember? Anybody? Anybody? Come on. It's a pretty, like, scene.
Yeah, when they used the...
Yeah, wait.
They on the magazine. They poured the crap on the magazine.
No, nope, that's not nope. it. No, nope. Nope. That's not it.
Call on me. Call on me. It's when something is sucking a bunch of stuff in.
They're
I don't
trying to make another. They're trying to make another woman for the bullies.
And all the wind comes in, and a woman grabs onto a piano.
She's playing piano. Yep.
Rips her clothes off.
Oh,
as pulls
her clothes
rips
off. Her clothes off, and she's completely nude. And she gets sucked through the fucking fireplace. Yeah, and they end up making a rocket on accident.
She's remember probably the dead then.
I remember.
Oh, no,
that,
she survived. They show her land outside, and she lands like in a pool. Yeah, she should be dead. You're right. I thought about that too.
I'm glad they clarified it though. I'm glad they showed it.
Yeah. Me too, actually.
She did land in the pool, and she gets up and like runs off. And anyway, just horrible movie. It's not a good movie. If you watch it now, it's just you're like, wow, this is not good.
I remember being so disgusted by the monster that they turned Chet into, the older brother.
Oh, they turned Chet was played
so
by
gross.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, yeah.
Paxton, yeah. Yep, yep. He almost looked like Pizza the Hut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Foul.
Which, here's another thing about that movie. I know now we're going to go on a weird science tangent, but what was really confusing is that she had, like, godlike powers.
It doesn't make any sense.
Didn't make any sense to me. She turned him into a monster. She froze the grandparents and hid him in the cupboard. And then she said, I can get whatever I want. She told the boys that because he showed up with like a fancy car. And they were like, what the hell? And then she whatever she did, she could do it like she was God. And I was like, I'm very confused. I understand she's made it from a doll. But
I think they I've talked about this with my husband. I think they like summoned a goddess unintentionally. Like rather than making a woman, they summoned like an ancient world goddess, like who could do all this crazy stuff.
Well, that if you see them, like, yeah. Well, you see them implement everything into her.
Yeah.
Almost like the pre-internet, but they're acting like it was the internet. And she was getting all Googled, filled with Google.
Yeah.
And you're right. Somewhere in there was some type of goddess or something. Anyway, so it was very awkward though. It was just, And then she wanted to have sex with the teenagers, but they were not looking to do that with her, and yeah, it was very awkward.
Which was a really
the movie in the
funny
end,
part.
Yeah. Oh, the funniest part, yeah, is the very beginning of the movie. Because it looked literally 10 minutes into the movie, they already make her.
Yeah.
And they go straight to that jazz club or whatever it is, like right away at the very beginning of the movie. It's the
about
funniest
the jazz
part of the movie.
Club.
That's like literally that's like the first 15 minutes of the movie, like right away.
Well, and get to it. Fast.
Anyway, so weird science.
Okay, wait,
when
wait,
you
one
watch
more thing.
The movie,
one more thing.
You know,
one more thing. One of the lines that I will forever, me and my husband say it all the time, is when she makes the Gary's parents forget that he ever existed.
Yes,
and
yep.
The mom's sitting there with her picture. Our son, Gary.
And he has no clue. Yeah,
the
husband's
is
like,
Gary?
No, who the hell's Gary?
Yeah, we say that all the time. To
another
each
dumb
other.
Part, though.
It's funny.
It's another dumb part.
I know. It's
yeah,
stupid.
Because again, magic powers. I don't. I was very confused.
It was the 80s. Nothing had to make sense.
But this was a writer that's made.
We just watched Roadhouse. Nothing has to make sense. World famous bouncers?
Roadhouse.
No.
Roadhouse.
Makes no sense. It was the 80s. Everyone was on coke. Everything went.
Anyway, Well, The Running Man is being remade, starring Glenn Powell and directed by Edgar Wright. If you don't know who Glenn Powell is, he is the fella from Top Gun, the sequel, I should say. He's the, I guess you could say the opposing guy to the main fella. He's villain. Yeah, the quote Val Kilmer guy. He's going to be the main character in The Running Man. And Stephen King is not happy about that. He's not happy. Stephen King said.
Why is that?
Because Stephen King said if you read the book, he's like The Running Man is a regular guy. He's not in shape. He's kind of dad bod type of guy.
This is Hollywood. Sorry, Mr. King. Know.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but who's to say that? I mean, who's to say the guy can't be? I mean, the guy, just a regular dude, can't be in shape. Why can't a regular dude just be in shape? It's not like he's super muscular. It's not like Arnold muscular.
He's yeah. Dude. I think he's
like too
my
pretty.
Cousin. He's 45.
I think that's another thing.
The guy's in great shape.
I think he's too pretty. And I also think. He's talking like you and I should be, you know, play the role. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, I'd been dead within the first 5 minutes.
He pictures himself.
You know, but here's the thing.
I guarantee you.
Running Man, be dead man.
I guarantee you King pictured himself in that role.
How'd he
which
die?
Is
he
why
died he... from running. Oh, that wasn't part of the title.
Yeah.
I just think that he pictured himself in that role, and that's why he's getting butthurt about it. That's my perspective.
I could tell you, the first one I really enjoyed. So hopefully the remake is a good one. So we'll see. Hacks. You guys see Hacks? You guys watch Hacks on HBO?
No.
No, you guys never saw Hacks, really? About the the old stand-up comedian, the female that gets a writer to help her like become famous again, and she becomes famous, like another, she becomes famous again, stand-up comedian? No, it's a really good show on
Nothing
HBO.
Nothing wrong with that. Hire a writer? What's wrong with that?
No, that's, well, that's what the show's it's about, the good, first good two idea. Seasons. Yeah, the first, season three, guys, it's got renewed for season three. It's a really good show. If you've never seen Hacks on HBO, watch it. It's really good. Check
I
it
will
out.
Watch it.
Invincible.
I'll check it out.
The cartoon Invincible
now?
Got renewed for season
Cancel.
Four and five. Yes. Yes.
My husband watched it.
I don't like how long it takes in between. I'm like, I lost interest because it took so long for it to come out. And then they do the... Split the season. Then they split the season. Like, just give me the season. Don't split
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't a good idea. No.
No.
No. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to like this one, though. Sam Raimi is
I
in talks.
I don't like it already.
Sam Raimi is in talks to direct
Spider-Man.
A Marvel movie. Another one, I should say.
He's I was going to say
did,
another
oh, well,
one.
He did
he's
Doctor
already,
Strange.
Yeah.
He did Doctor Strange. He's in talks to do Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, why not?
I heard about
sure.
that already.
Now, Spider-Man
Tobey
4.
Maguire.
No, not Tobey Maguire. The Tom Holland Spider-Man 4.
Yeah,
because the director
that
did the first three, he's out. He said he doesn't want to do any more Marvel movies. He's on to something else. So, because the same director did all three Tom Holland movies.
Yeah, something Webb. I can't remember his first
name. I think that's why they're all good, to be honest, because he did them all. But, you know.
Yeah, but Nolan did all those Batman movies, and the last one wasn't so hot.
True, but he also... had his hand in writing those and so forth. I don't know about that either. Yeah, he should have just, whatever. Hey, guess what, though? Blumhouse is rebooting one of your, is it your favorite? Horror franchises. I'm not even sure if it's a franchise. There's only one good movie in the whole thing. The Blair Witch Project.
No, Jesus.
Again.
I saw that. I read that. Yep.
But didn't they just do
is
one like 5 years ago?
A good one in there?
The first one.
The first
is
one
it?
Was
It was
good.
Unexpected. It's
is
new.
It?
Out of intrigue.
New.
Out of like.
A new idea.
Oh,
true.
Well, yeah, lost,
but then
you, know,
you but
lost
you can't really and... you can't really capture that again, right? So it's all
Never.
Just a bunch of nonsense. Never. Because I remember I saw the Blair Witch Project in theaters, and I was like, I don't know, fucking 15 years old, and I was like, I heard it was real, and I remember even on FX.
Well, that was
like,
the whole.
Well, yeah, that's
yeah.
how they played it out. Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's why it mm-hmm. was a freaking sensation.
That was the marketing.
Yeah, and they did a great job. You can't capture lightning in a bottle again. Leave it alone.
Well, they were smart. I don't know if you recall, but MTV was really pushing the real narrative, and they were doing like reports like it was real.
I do remember and that. I thought it was FX, but I'm glad that
it was MTV.
Remember. I believe it, because I remember that very distinctly.
Yeah, and they would like break in with news. This lost footage was found. You're like, whoa, what is this about? And it's going to be in theaters. You're like, oh, wow, this is interesting. And but you're right. You can't do that again. That's the problem. Mm-mm. You can't do it again. And
but
no one wants to see this again. So
I do really like that kind of like immersive marketing that they do. And it's they don't do it like that anymore, obviously, on television and commercials or breaking news or whatever. But
of
like the
not.
Online. Do you guys remember Lost? I don't know if you guys were Lost fans, but they had all those.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. They had all of those like hints and clues and breadcrumb trails to find online to like look into the background of the Dharma Initiative and all this different stuff. And man, I love that shit. It really gets me.
It was like an immersive TV show. Like you said, you were into it. Like, go online and find out more. And you never found out anything that had to really, that helped you along in the show, ever.
No.
It really was just nonsense background. Yeah,
but it made you feel like you understood something. Westworld did a little bit of that, too, actually. If you, like, poked around on the Delios website, they had a little bit of that going on.
Sounds like the DPA.com. But you can't do Blair Witch again. You just can't. I don't get it. And they did it 5 years ago, and it was just like the first one. It was found footage movie.
They did it 5 years. Blair Witch.
Yeah, they did Blair Witch like just not that long ago. So, but now Blumhouse picked up the rights. They think we're gonna do it. I'm like, well, you're gonna do what? What are you gonna do with it? I don't. Like, it's done. It's been done. Anyway, this weekend movies. There's two of them you can go check out. Abigail, about a teenage vampire, 12-year-old vampire. This is Abigail. You can check that one out. And this one looks good. I'm probably going to go see it. It's a Guy Ritchie movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
I am really excited about
that. That looks good.
I have not seen the trailer, but I'm really excited about it because that was a term that I learned, ungentlemanly warfare, back when I was really into World War II and was reading a ton of World War II history books. And the British were not on board with the American, basically the founding of the CIA, which was the SSO, Strategic Service Office or something. And it was like, no, we find this to be ungentlemanly way of doing war and we're not interested. And they didn't participate.
It does look good, though. I don't know how much of it's true because they say it's based on whatever real events.
Yeah, whatever. Nonsense.
Yeah. But it just looks good. Yeah. Did you guys watch The Gentleman on Netflix?
No, it's been on my watch list.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Yes.
Okay, just watch the movie. It's the same thing. Same plot, same storyline.
Great, yeah. More of the same.
So they just broke
I love
it down
that
and
shit.
And made it episodes.
Yeah, they just basically made it a TV show. That's all. But it all leads
to the
same thing.
And then it doesn't have Matthew McConaughey in it.
Does not have Matthew McConaughey in it. Yeah. So, but
I love Guy Ritchie. I love his way of the writing, like the very quick hits, the punches, very clever writing style, and the twists. I'm looking forward to watching it, though I haven't gotten around to it yet. But I definitely want to.
What did you think of King Arthur by Guy Ritchie?
I don't know anything about that. What's that?
No.
A shit film. Oh. That's what it is.
Is it a serious movie?
It is. It is a serious movie.
It's with the dude from...
Seriously, a piece of
from,
shit.
What's his name from...
Timothy Chalamet.
No. It's the guy from...
The dude from... That stupid biker gang.
That's the biker gang show. What is it called? With Katie Sagal.
Sons of Anarchy.
There you go. Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yes. I forgot his name. Like they
King
tried...
Arthur, Legend of the Sword, with Charlie Hunnam.
There you go.
Hunnam.
Yeah, this is not the Guy Ritchie movies that I enjoy.
No. So you won't accept that one, huh?
No.
I mean, they clearly had... I mean, just his fashion alone is like, is this King Arthur of the 2000s?
Yeah, it was lame.
Weird.
It was lame.
And then they put David Beckham in it. I don't know if they put it in like as a favor, but that guy's got such a high-pitched voice. He can't play. He's supposed to be playing like a mad guy. He's like mad at Arthur or something, and he just sounds so funny. Oh, but it's a shit movie.
Looking at the Google images, it looks fucking
with
terrible.
With Jude Law. Jude Law's the villain.
I'm going to give you his movies, okay? Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Fucking love it.
Okay.
Had trouble watching it. The accents were too heavy.
You got to put on subtitles.
His second movie, which was a huge hit, Snatch.
Fucking love it.
Great movie.
Okay.
Great movie.
Okay. A really bad movie he made because he was married to Madonna at the time, Swept Away.
Never even heard of it.
Never saw it.
Okay. Then he did a movie called Revolver. No?
Great movie.
Okay.
He's in that.
That's Statham. Jason Statham.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Then he did a movie called Rock and Roller.
Rock and Roller, another
fucking
good one.
Love that movie. And I'm so pissed that they never made a second one.
Okay. I know.
But then he made Rock and Roller.
Then he made The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is based on.
Wasn't horrible.
I loved
it. Was
it.
Good.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Based on the TV show?
Based on a TV show, yep. Then he made.
Well, because I'm not a fan of, what's his name, Armie Hammer.
That's right. It is Armie Hammer.
So hot. So crazy.
And Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. That was the next movie.
You're missing some movies here, sir.
Are you sure?
Well, when does Sherlock?
I'm looking at.
I didn't know they had a Snatch TV show.
Oh, you know what? No,
he hasn't gotten to that yet.
You're right.
Sherlock's not there.
You know what? You are correct because it was showing me his producing and writing credits. So after Rock and Roller, you're right. He did Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock, which is why he never made a Rock and Roller 2 because he was working on a Sherlock 2.
He did Sherlock Holmes. And then Man from U.N.C.L.E., then King Arthur, and then he did Aladdin, the Disney movie.
Mm. Oh, that was his. That was a good movie.
Yeah. Then he did The Gentleman, which just came out in 2019.
Love it.
Still haven't seen it.
Then he did Wrath of Man.
Haven't seen that one.
Which I think is also a movie with the guy you just...
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, yep.
Pass.
After Wrath of... Yeah. Kind of not a big Statham fan. After Wrath of Man, he did Operation Fortune.
Nobody?
I haven't seen it yet.
That was 2023. That was literally just recently. No? How about The Covenant? No? Anybody? No? The
Covenant was all right. It wasn't horrible. It was all right.
Okay.
What was that?
And of course...
Johnny loves it a little too much.
Johnny loves it because Johnny wishes
with
he
Jake
was that guy.
Gyllenhaal goes back and saves the interpreter.
Yeah, he re-enlists.
Oh, I remember the trailers, but I never watched it.
And the Ministry of... You know what?
Gentlemanly Warfare.
There you go. So those are his movies.
He directed two Gentleman TV series.
He did. He did two of the episodes, yeah. He did. Yeah. He also directed the Snatch TV series. 20 episodes.
Oh, he did. Okay. I didn't know it had a TV series.
Yeah, it has no idea. 20 episodes, yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
He did The Hire, one of the BMW shorts.
Yeah, that was on there. I just didn't... The Hire. Which one did he do? Well, with Jason Statham, right? No. My bad. He did the Clive Owen one, apparently, right? No, that's wrong. Oh, they just
Clive
have
Owen
him.
Was in all of them.
They just, he did, yeah. Clive Owen was a star of all of them. You're right. He was a star of all of them.
He just had several different directors.
Yeah, that's right. And he just happened to be one of them. Yeah. Well, there you
there
go.
There you
his
go.
List.
That's your tie-in, Carlos.
He's had some pretty good movies.
Oh, that's right. I'm in one of those.
How did you forget?
One I was in, because I was in the one with Joe Carnahan, the Joe Carnahan directed one. That's why.
He did direct both Sherlock Holmes movies. They're both on
this
list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did want to do a third one. That's still. Even Robert Downey said he's down to do a third one. But
he's too old now.
Is he, though? Because Sherlock Holmes, I think he
You know what? I take that
he
back.
Can do
you just have you just have to change it up in terms of, like, because he was very physical in the first two movies.
Very action oriented.
Yeah. Make it more of a detective story. And less action.
You can still do action with the way he directs his movies.
Yeah, but just not like some of the insane stuff that he does. Like, you have to show him aging a bit.
Yeah.
Like, whew.
Of course.
This is winded me. You know, like.
It was him and Jude Law, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I love those movies. Those are like two of my comfort movies. When I was.
Oh, the first one. Man.
Both of them. When I was at home with Amelia.
No, I know they're both good, but.
I just was like, you know what I want to watch? I want to watch fucking Sherlock Holmes 1 and 2. And I think I watched them both twice.
So you've seen all four?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. That's good. All right. Well, guess what? We will take a break here on Nerds Talking a Podcast. When we come back, we will talk Fallout, the Amazon Prime hit sensation based on the video game, right after this.
Hi there. This is Tom from the DPA, letting you know that we have a brand new service. That's right. The DPA, the first ones to bring you dick pic analysis, where you send a dick pic in and we tell you who it is, where they work, where they're from, religion, and so forth, have upgraded our technology. You've probably heard of our crime division, where you can send a dick pic in and we tell you the whereabouts of that criminal. Well, now we've incorporated artificial intelligence. That's right, AI. You no longer have to send a dick pic in. Just go onto our website, dickpicanalysis.com, and enter our chat box and describe what the dick looks like. Additional information might be needed, but we'll get you the same results. But wait, there's more. We're now up to 11% accurate on all our results due to artificial intelligence. And the results are remarkable. Did you ever see your father naked as a child and haven't seen him in over 30 years, but you remember what his dick looked like? Go to our chatbot, type it in, and we'll find him for you. Have you ever been carjacked by a naked man and you saw his dick? Go ahead and join our chatbot and let us know. We'll find him for you. How about a one-night stand that you thought was the one? Chatbot, description, we'll find him. There's so many possibilities with our new artificial intelligence. And now that we're up to 11% accuracy, the results are going to blow your mind. The DPA, always here for you, for all your dick pic needs.
The DPA chatbot might be slightly racist and rude. The results that you get all depends on the keywords that you use. We suggest you do not use the following words: shaft, footlong, Cobra Kai, Daniel Day-Lewis, manhole, and Corvette. The DPA is not responsible for your actions if we give you the wrong information, but we also are now 11% accurate, so suck on that, Steve Jobs.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking, the podcast. I'm here with Carlos, Laura, and I'm Lafayette here. Remember to rate, subscribe, review, turn on notifications, tell your friends every Friday, Nerds Talking, the podcast, along with YouTube at Nerds Talking Podcast. So check that out. And if you're listening on YouTube, hey, leave some comments. We will read them on air. Let us know what you think of the show or reviews that we do. And, you know, don't be afraid to chime in. So there you go. Little interaction never hurt. Before we jump into Fallout, the show on Amazon, we all watched a preview to the movie Unfrosted, starring Jerry Seinfeld, about, well, Pop-Tarts. And how Pop-Tarts, how Kellogg's and Post were trying to make a different option for breakfast besides cereal. And it was kind of like, it's like the space race. Who's going to make the next thing first? And this movie stars a lot of people. First, it's directed by Jerry Seinfeld. And it stars Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, James Marsden? Yeah, Marsden. Bill Burr, Dan Levy, Christian Slater, Hugh Grant, Patrick... Is it Patrick Walburn, right? That's his name?
I'm sold. Christian
that played
Slater.
Anyway. oh, Jack McBrayer. You guys know him from...
McBrayer. 30 Rock.
McBrayer. There you go, 30 Rock. 30 thank Rock. You, thank you. And again, the film is loosely based on the true story of the creation of Pop-Tarts. Loosely based is a really way to put it. I mean, Chef Boyardee's in it. The Rice Krispie guys are in it. A lot of people are in this movie. Like
Jack LaLanne.
Oh, Jack LaLanne. That's right. He helps.
John F. Kennedy apparently has a hand in it.
That's right, because they have to get it done first before the Russians or whatever. He was like, I don't know. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. The movie looks hilarious, though. Comes out on Netflix May 3rd. What did you guys think from the preview?
I think it looks fucking hilarious. I like the setting in the 60s and, you know, just being a kind of a silly, fun exploration. I definitely want to see it. I love Melissa McCarthy. She looks like she plays prominently. Not a huge fan of A.B. Schumer, but I'm still willing to watch. Hopefully her part is small-ish. And it's interesting because I used to recruit for Post, and they have like a, they've really fallen. Post has really fallen, in their position in the breakfast world. But, I got spoilers for you guys. The secret, hydrogenated oils. That's how they did it. Shelf stable. I already know the ending. Why am I even fucking watching it?
Yeah. And you just give away the whole movie. Carlos, what was your take on Unfrosted, the preview? You can catch on Netflix on May 3rd.
Oh, it looks good. I'm definitely going to check this one out. I don't know if I've ever seen anything directed by Jerry Seinfeld, but this looks funny. And all in the cast, everybody in it. I mean, they even have the Quaker Oats guy. I didn't even know he was a real guy. Apparently, he's a real guy.
He's not.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks funny. And I like, I guess Post came with, Post came out with it first, but it was like a circle, like a round waffle looking deal. And then I guess Kellogg's just got scared and ran with it.
You can still get it. That Post one. It's still a thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
What is it called?
I don't know, but I know they make it still.
I have never. I call bullshit. I am very up on breakfast pastries, and I have never seen such a thing.
It's
I don't believe it either.
The round breakfast like one you can
get. No, that's Belvita.
No, it's not Belvita. I'm telling you, you can get the round breakfast thing also.
Literally, I don't believe it.
It's called
I've never seen it.
Circle tarts? No. Heat them and eat them.
You're fucking around.
Shut up.
No, I'm telling you, they really did. They really did. No, I'm not joking. Look it up. Look up breakfast things.
Breakfast
and you'll
things.
Find it. I'm telling you. How about, you know what? Just put in Google, put similar to Pop-Tarts and see what pops up.
Something called Post unveiled their country squares well before Kellogg's did their Pop-Tarts.
Similar to
Toast'em
Tarts.
Yeah, and Toast'em Pop-Tarts, Toaster Strudel, the Walmart brand. That's all I've got.
Yeah, no, Toast'em, those are just knockoffs. Those are knockoffs.
Yeah.
Those aren't. No, come on.
I don't think Post ever hit the market. And if they did, they're not available now.
No.
They're not available now.
I'm telling you. No.
No.
Toast'ems? Ah, those look good. Anyway, looks good, though. And Jerry Seinfeld doing something? Very surprising. I'm not going to lie. Very surprised to see Jerry doing something.
Well, he did that stand-up special on Netflix. So maybe
his stand-up bit's different, though. I'm talking like outside of that. You don't see Jerry do much of anything.
Well, he doesn't need to. He's got that Seinfeld money.
Yeah, so, like I said, he was in the finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's that. So, you guys are looking it up. You guys are like what?
Now I'm just looking at images of Pop-Tarts because they're making me hungry, and I just want a Pop-Tart now. What's your favorite Pop-Tart?
Gotcha.
That's the real
question.
I don't
eat Pop-Tarts ever.
Cinnamon and sugar.
I never eat Pop-Tarts ever.
Brown sugar, cinnamon and brown sugar. That one.
Okay.
That's a good one. You don't like any Pop-Tarts ever.
Nope. Nothing here. I got nothing.
Yeah. Post does not make anything.
You're a liar.
Blueberry is the superior Pop-Tart.
The superior.
Blueberry is not made by Post.
No. It's made by Kellogg. And it's delicious.
That's right.
It has blueberry filling, which is the best fruit. And it has rainbow sprinkles, which is just so much better than all of the other ones because it's more colorful and it's more fun.
Have you ever had chocolate-covered blueberries?
Not actual blueberries, but I have like those Brookside or Brook whatever that are like...
That's it. That's
blueberry jellies with chocolate on them. Yeah, they're good.
And then acai... I guess it's blueberry and acai berry.
No, it's just
covered in chocolate. No, then you don't got the right stuff. Go back to your store.
I'm
throw
telling
it in
you.
The face and say, give me the real stuff.
Wait.
Give me the post round things that the Fiat said exist.
There is. I am telling you, there's a breakfast round dilly dal you can buy.
No, dilly dal.
Yeah, it's called a waffle. Let go of my Eggo.
It's called dilly dals. It's called dilly dals.
You're fucking.
You know what?
Shut up.
Copyright
comes
to blueberry. Yeah, we better copyright dilly dals. Man, eat some dilly dals.
Dilly dals. Definitely.
Man, anyway,
naughty.
Let's jump into.
Let go of my dilly dals. You better come up with a slogan, though. Dingle my diggly dilly dals.
Dilly. No, you just, you know, dilly dals is kind of like yada yada. You know, it's just kind of
dilly dal, dilly
dal,
dilly dal.
Hey, man, give me one of those dilly dals, man. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like whatchamacallit. Give me one of those.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what a dilly dal is. Man, I had one of those dilly dals. When somebody's talking about like a beer, but you can't remember the name. Oh, I've had one of those dilly dals. Oh man, what is it? Oh, it's from Post. It's a little round thing. It's like a Pop Tart.
Y'all are just
and
making me hungry.
That's what it is. A dilly dal.
Toaster pastries,
yep.
Candy Pop-tart. Bars.
Toaster strudel. Okay.
Oh, so how's your illegal drugs from Florida
going? Yeah, I
was going
to ask you. How's your Mexican drugs?
Speaking of being hungry.
I took my second shot on Sunday. It's fine in the sense I'm not really feeling any effects. The first week went well, but I feel like it was maybe more placebo-y effect. But according to everything I've read online, they step you up on the dose. Because if you were to start on the, quote, therapeutic dose, you would basically, like, barf and shit your guts out. Like, you have to step up and you have to step down when you want to stop. So I'm not feeling much effects yet, but I mean, just riding it out, just doing my best and just riding it out. And I said to myself, I'm like, it's only been 2 weeks, though. Why does that fucking seem like forever? I don't know why. It seems like fucking forever. But I told myself, I'm like, I'm going to do 6 months, see where this takes me. And then, I mean, I don't know, kill myself after that. I don't know if it doesn't work. I don't know.
What if all they get, what if all you bought was saline water?
I don't think so, because the illegal drugs are not technically illegal. And this is a real compounding pharmacy in Florida. Like, it's a real place, you know, and it has like legitimate accreditations. You know, I didn't buy it off the street, so I hope it's real. I don't know for sure. I guess you never know. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if anything, so
yeah,
what?
We'll never know.
Flushing $200 down the toilet a month for saline. Maybe it'll give me a really good placebo effect, and we'll see how it goes.
I guess, has it changed your habits?
No, not yet. The people say that it takes about 3 to 4 weeks for people to see results. So we'll see.
Interesting. All right, well, let's jump into our review of the week. It is Fallout on Amazon Prime based on the video game. Laura has took a ton of notes. We'll start with Carlos. Carlos, what's your take on Fallout on Amazon Prime?
Well, first, I know of the game, never played the game. Not even a second of the game. I just know from, I don't know, online articles and pretty much it. But not knowing anything about it, I loved it. Man, this series was incredible. They truly put a lot of money into it. Walton Goggins does not disappoint. This guy's incredible. If you haven't seen it because you're afraid that they might have gone woke or something stupid that I keep reading as to why people aren't watching it, don't worry about that. It's all good. There's no wokeness in it that anybody who might think is wokeness.
What is
the only thing that I noticed?
Yeah, I didn't get that. Yeah,
yeah, me neither. The only thing I did notice was that soldier who was Maximus's friend.
Yes.
That's not a man. That's not a man. You're not
fooling
anybody.
No, it's not. No.
Yeah, and Ella Purnell is great in her role. She was in, what was it, Yellow Jackets on Showtime? Is it Showtime?
Yes, Showtime.
She wasn't in it very long, but she was in it. And man, she shines in Fallout. What a great series. Yeah, if you haven't seen it. So what were you saying about that soldier? You don't think anybody's supposed to believe that that's a guy? Guys, it's
no,
not a guy.
That is not a guy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah.
That is the only, I guess you could say, quote unquote, wokeness in the whole show.
And I have opinions about that. So I think I did not find the inclusion of that trans actor to be disruptive in any way, because the Brotherhood, if you look at the people that are in there, the Brotherhood is not just made up of men, actually. It's made up of men and women, but everyone was kind of like unisex. You know, they all have short hair. They all wear the same clothes. They're all kind of, well, I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Androgynous. They're not really androgynous.
Okay.
Like, because the dudes are clearly dudes. It's that the girls are kind of like made to look like dudes. So I didn't find that to be disruptive at all.
I didn't see any other women.
I only saw the one.
In the background, they had cut hair and they were just kind of in the background. But yeah, they're. Oh, okay. I mean, they had boobs, small boobs, but boobs nonetheless.
I viewed it as they just joined that whatever you call military. But they had to dress like basically that was the dress code and the look.
Yes.
They had to follow.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly
same. Just like the military. Just like, hey, You got to wear a military outfit, and you got to have the haircut and be disciplined. And that's all I saw it as. Like, that's it. People like tripped, like flipped out. Oh, it's a woke show because there's one person in the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, in the show.
And this person barely in it. Episode like 1 and 2 and then 8 or something like that.
I mean, but you guys all probably agree, right? You hate Maximus. Like, you just did not like that character. Like,
I didn't at first. He grew on me.
The end. Well, it took, what, took 6 episodes?
No, probably around
I liked him, but he was just. Just naive. He's just not. He just doesn't know. I was all right with him.
Not me. I was like.
Oh, wait. Maximus. Yeah, I was talking about Titus. Titus, I'm glad he's dead. Titus, I'm glad died.
Titus didn't die. Titus is the actual knight.
Titus died, was attacked
by the bear.
Yeah.
No, Maximus was fine. I liked Maximus.
Yeah, Titus was Michael Rapaport. I was glad he died.
Yeah, me too.
Like, right away. He's like, kill Michael Rapaport. Thank you.
But the thing is, what Maximus should have done, he should have just said, well, I took Titus's armor because I needed to continue the mission. I needed to get the mission done. Not, you know, why not just tell them what you did?
I think that's exactly what he told them, but they didn't believe him because of what had happened with the razor and the boot. He said, oh, you know, another one of your brothers has fallen misfortune to your ambition. So they didn't believe him. But I fucking love this show. I have never played the Fallout games, but I have been Fallout adjacent for how long have my husband and I been together? 22 years. Yep. 22 years. So I'm very familiar with Fallout. I enjoy the lore. I don't know all the details, but I enjoy like the universe, you know, of the 1950s in the 2000s in terms of like culture never moved beyond. It's stuck here and because of Eternal War and Vault-Tec, you know, all this kind of stuff. Like, so I'm very familiar with the lore. It's been surrounding me for a while. And I fucking love this show. Walton Goggins, like you said, he's fucking amazing, and he's never not amazing. By far, one of my favorite characters. Lucy, they picked such a great actress for this. They really embodied that doe-eyed innocence. I mean, the woman has some giant eyeballs.
Oh, no, she's basically a Disney princess.
Yeah, she did.
That's basically what I thought. Why, like, are you a living Disney princess? Because she has the big eyes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And I liked how, I mean, the story was interesting. I was following all along. And I liked how there's a lot of subtle things in there that you will miss upon the first watching. Because in the time that it came out, I've watched it now twice. And I have enjoyed the 8 episodes immensely time, which is why I have so many notes. And part of the reason why I have so many notes is because my husband was fucking furious at the lore violations that they laid down in episodes 7 and 8. There's a timeline issue comparatively to the games. He was livid, and I felt bad for him because he was so excited about the show, and it really made him mad. But I loved it. But I got like secondhand.
What were the issues?
The destruction of Shady Sands is not in the games. And now, granted, this happens later. The show that we're watching happens later in the timeline beyond any of the games that have been released. But the, as has been told by my husband, the quote, crown jewel of all of the Fallout series is New Vegas. And New Vegas happens in like 2000 or 2280 something. And NCR, New California Republic, plays a giant role in that game. And they are like the superpower at the time. According to Fallout, the NCR's capital has been bombed and they're almost defunct. That's what the show says. So that contradicts directly game lore. Unless, and this is why I watched it twice, because I wanted to, like, I don't know, find a loophole and be like, it's not what you think it is, Oz. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. And is that my theory is that the main baddie, Moldaver, is not actually the leader of the NCR. She is a faction and a rebel. So my theory is that Moldaver is not actually New California Republic. She is an offshoot. So whatever her band of merry bullshitters are doing, it is actually separate from the NCR. Because Cooper refers to her as a mad woman in the hills and a new faction. And if NCR had been ruling in Shady Sands, that wouldn't be a new faction, would it? It would be an offshoot. So anyway, that's my theory. I fucking loved it. I recommend it. I'm done. If you guys can hear me.
Oh, there you go. That's what Laura thought about that. So she's all dialed in with her. I thought the show was great. I guess all three of us didn't play the game. I don't know much about the lore. I know the characters and so forth. I know the setting. I know the background story, but I don't know much. And that's actually, you don't need to know the game at all when you watch it. You just don't. It's just a fantastic show. I love it that it gave. I love when shows set up where it's like, here's your characters. They're going to go along for four episodes, but then we're going to give you the background of everybody else. And this is why they're doing what they're doing. And then it all comes full circle at the very end. So I thought it was a great show. I mean, people are complaining that they should have not put it out all at once, but I don't understand.
Pace yourself, man. That's on you.
Exactly. Exactly. And watch it again if you liked it that much. Don't cry about it. People are saying that they messed up. They broke the Amazon formula because Amazon does do weekly episodes. But it's like, who gives a shit? Give it to me all at once. I don't care. Believe me, season two comes out.
Let me decide.
I'm going to watch season two when it comes out. That's it. Like, but anyway, it's a good show. I'll give it a 5 out of 5 only because, again, I don't know the lore. I thought it was very entertaining. I was waiting to see where it all went. The ghoul thing is very interesting because that is a big, big part of the game. The ghouls. So yeah, it's a great show. Check it out on Amazon. It's called Fallout, if you haven't seen it yet. What you guys' ratings, though? You guys can give me a rating. Carlos, what's your rating on Fallout?
5 out of 5.
And Laura, what was your rating on Fallout?
5 out of 5. No notes. Fucking love it.
There you go. So 5 out of 5 from Nerds Talking. Check out Fallout on Amazon Prime, now available. You can just watch all 8 episodes at once. You don't have to wait. It's all there for you. So check that out. Like I said, today, check out Rebel Moon 2 on Netflix. And we'll talk about that next week when we watch it. Anything else? Anybody have anything else for me? Anything? Anything else?
Nope.
Yeah. Apparently Twitter has an AI news tab. Are you aware of this thing?
No. I'm not quite often. I have no idea.
So apparently on Tuesday night of this week, the Kings played the Golden State Warriors for the play-in tournament. Klay Thompson went 0 for 10. And according to the AI, Twitter's new AI-powered trending tab, the AI thinks Klay Thompson is being accused of vandalizing houses with bricks. Because obviously the term for missing a shot is a brick, right? So he had 10 bricks.
That's funny.
So Klay Thompson accused in bizarre brick vandalism spree. This is the AI story.
Wow.
In a bizarre turn of events, NBA star Klay Thompson has been accused of vandalizing multiple houses with bricks in Sacramento. Authorities are investigating the claims after several individuals reported their houses being damaged with windows shattered by bricks. Klay Thompson has not yet issued a statement regarding the accusations. The incident have left the community shaken, but no injuries were reported. The motive behind the alleged vandalism remains unclear. So if this is what we're looking forward to in the future for news stories, clearly this is going to be misinformation at every turn. Klay Thompson is vandalizing Sacramento with bricks.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Factual story. I saw it myself. he was putting bricks everywhere. He was building something.
He's a bricklayer. He's
doing something in Sacramento. He's bricking everything. Just horrendous. Yeah, I mean, that is funny, though, that it took that story and created, like, its own story out of it. That's wild. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, people that believe it are idiots. Is that all we got? That's it? We got Clay Thompson and the bricks? All right. I mean, AI, that's where AI is going, though. It's going to start creating its own stories. It's going to take bits and pieces of other people's stories and create its own stories. And it's going to take headlines and create stories. That's what it's going to do.
Oh. Did anybody watch the WNBA draft?
No, I was actually in New Mexico. Couldn't catch it. Sorry.
Well, what's funny is that they said Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark from Iowa. Yep.
Because of Caitlin Clark, this is the highest rated NBA, WNBA draft. I'm thinking, what happened? Two people watched it?
Actually, almost 3 million people watched it. Yeah.
And then they went on the next day to compare salaries. Caitlin Clark apparently has a 3-year contract.
Paid huge for her contract.
$300,000.
$700,000. $70,000 a year average.
Yeah, seven, and her last year, which is an option pickup, is $94,000.
Yes, yes.
They're complaining because an average rookie would make $55 million.
Yes.
In the NBA.
Yep.
And then they're complaining about the salaries. Well, guess what? WNBA is not putting people in seats. Tickets are not being sold. I don't think there's ever been a sold-out WNBA game.
Probably not. There will be, though, with her. There will be with her, for sure.
With Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a huge star.
I've never even heard of her.
She's the all-time college scorer ever in NBA.
Layupper?
Oh, no. She's a three-point shooter. She shoots like 40 feet every time. Like, she just chucks threes like Steph Curry.
And why is this going to make me want to go see the WNBA?
Well, you're not going to want to see that. You're going to want to see her, if anything.
Why? What? Why? Why would I want to do that?
I watched a couple of her games. She kills the competition. Like, she plays like a dude. That's the thing. She plays like a dude.
Okay, but what school did she play for?
She plays for Iowa. Plays for Iowa.
And so you are now going to watch the WNBA thanks to Caitlin Clark?
I will watch, I'll watch a game on ESPN. First of all, when I say I watch, I tune in for 10 minutes and go, oh, women's basketball? Nah, I'm good.
You will catch it on SportsCenter.
No, I will watch it because I think we should all support the women playing sports. We shouldn't be like that. And that's where I'm at with that. So, yep. So, yeah. So, we should all watch it. We should. Here's the thing about her, though. She made like $9 million or something like that in college. She made a ton in college. Like, she has no worries. From NIL. Now they can pay college athletes. So, all these sponsors and yeah. So, I'm telling you.
Got it.
She's fine. she's just fine. So. Yeah, she's more than good. She's more than good. So anyway, so there you go. Check it out. The WNBA had their draft. They drafted all their new stars. So, there you go. So check that out.
Nobody's watching.
She got drafted by the Indiana Fever, the number one draft pick. So.
Indiana Fever.
Mm-hmm. I'm always about supporting my women in arms, but I don't give a shit about sports, so whatever.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. I'm going to say that is the majority rule.
Hey, I looked up that Pop-Tart competitor. I did.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
It's round. Like here I said, it is round, okay?
Yeah.
It's by Smucker's. What's it called? It's called Uncrustables.
That is not a Pop-Tart.
No, I didn't say that is not a Pop-Tart. I didn't say it was
not
a Pop-Tart.
Yes, no.
And Smucker's is not Post.
No. First of all, you guys don't know the facts.
No.
Smucker's used to be called.
I do know the facts.
It was called Post a long time ago.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
no,
and then there was
Post is still around.
Okay, I understand that. But then Reginald Smucker's was a part of Post at the time. And then he joined the army.
Reginald Smucker.
He went to Vietnam.
In the 20s?
He was a POW.
He was in the 60s.
Yeah. And, wow. Yeah. And then he made 70s. He made the Uncrustable.
70s was mom.
Quiet, don't mess it up. He made the Uncrustables while he was a prisoner out of rice patties and mud, because all he had was mud for the. And then.
You're talking to two parents of preschoolers. We know Uncrustables.
Do you guys have Uncrustables?
I have Uncrustables in my freezer right now.
Yeah, exactly. Just like a Pop-Tart. You put them in a toaster. You put
you
them in a toaster.
You
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Don't
put them in. I've never had an uncrustable. I don't know.
They're sandwiches.
They're
are they good, actually?
They're
I heard they're really good.
Uncrustables. They don't have crust on them. They're round because kids don't like crust.
And they're pressed, right?
Sandwiches.
Like on the edges.
And they're pressed on the edges. Exactly.
And then you can buy like peanut butter jelly.
And they are good.
Yeah. So just like Pop Tarts. Just like Pop Tarts.
And now they have the Nutella ones.
Oh, wow. That's dangerous. That's a dangerous game. Don't do that.
If you eat the peanut butter and jelly ones when they're still slightly frozen and the peanut butter is still slightly frozen, it's very pleasant. And also, hot tip, you can make your own Uncrustables by just making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then using a circle cookie cutter. Boom.
Aren't you on a Mexican drug diet? The cartel diet? Don't you be eating those Uncrustables.
We don't have any Uncrustables.
You leave those Uncrustables
right
alone.
Yeah. You and your cartel diet.
I'm on a Florida drug diet. Thank you.
Cuban drug diet.
Yeah, I was going to say a Cuban drug diet. Yeah. Puerto Rico. One of those. Anyway, that's our show, everyone. We'll leave you with the Uncrustables. I told you I was right, though. It's some type of round thing. So I knew I'd get to
it. Shut up.
I knew I'd get to it eventually. I can't wait for that movie, though. I do want to see it.
Nonsense.
Anyway. All right, that's our show, everyone. That's all we got for you. Carlos, of course, had to leave you with the WNBA sucks. That's like a every 2 month type of like reminder. The WNBA sucks.
Just I didn't want anybody to forget that they suck.
I like how you just keep all. Like I'm going to bring them down again today. Oh, well, yeah, whatever. Yeah. One day they'll get paid, maybe like $80,000. So there you go, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Yep. All right, so Post.
Oh, here we go.
Did do the product.
Uh huh.
Post did do the product. Toast'em pop ups.
Oh, Toast'em.
But they sold the rights. They sold the rights to the name and product to the Schultz and Birch Biscuit Company.
Oh, okay.
Which still produces Toast'em pop ups today.
That's right. Because of
Post
that's
does
right.
not have. Because Reginald, yeah.
Yeah, Reginald Smuckers. Reginald Smuckers. He approached the Toast'emers. It was like, yo.
The what? The Toast'emers?
Yeah, Toast'emers. That was the original name of the family at Post, the Toast'emers. And anyway, long story short, we have Rice Krispies now. So hope everybody lives with that.
And Fruity Pebbles.
So Pop Tarts. I may have had one Pop Tart in my whole entire life.
Well, you're missing out.
I've always found that just to be gross. I don't know why. Don't know what it is. Maybe because it's that whole like fast food like feel of oh this is my breakfast. Like no, that's not. Don't eat that. That's don't
well,
stay
away.
It's
also
from
just
that.
A
that's
pastry.
Not what put in your body.
Well, I didn't eat it.
It is.
I didn't eat it for the longest time because to me it's a kid's thing. Here, kid, have some sugar. Get out the door.
That's why I don't eat them for that reason exactly. It's like if I'm gonna eat something like that, let's go buy a donut or something. I don't know.
100%. If you're gonna have it's sugar for breakfast, you might as well have a fresh baked breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Go get a donut or something. Don't throw something in the toaster and be like, man, I took care of that. Because that'll never fill you up. You're going to eat something else right after it. That's what you're going to do. Then you're going to hate it.
But the good thing about them, you can eat them untoasted.
You can.
Grab and go.
You can, though. That is true.
I haven't toasted a Pop-Tart in 15 years. I always
You know why?
Them.
Same here.
Because they're fire alarming hot. They are super hot when you toast these things.
It's like a
if you sit on the counter, it's going to burn through the counter, like, you know. Like lava. It's in the best.
Yeah, like
right
a pizza pocket.
Top.
Like, that's why I hate pizza pockets. You can't eat them right away. You got to
no.
cut them in half and wait.
Let them cool.
For like
you got to let them cool for like
minutes.
5 days or something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh,
you wait 10 minutes, now go 5 days.
It's just pizza pockets. You can't eat pizza pockets. No. This is where the show's going. All right, everyone. That's our show. Remember to tune in to Impolite Society. It's out there. You can grab it. What's the topic of the week?
Topic of the week is kissing cousins.
That's right, it is, because I heard that one this week. So there you go. And so Kissing Cousins, that's an interesting one. Listen to it. It is very, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That seems very not good.
You made it for the South, the Southern audiences.
You made it for the South. I was thinking the same
thing.
For
the South. It's a good episode. I did listen to it on a plane ride from L.A. to Las Vegas.
It's all about the history of the taboo against kissing cousins. Missouri, it's illegal. Just so you know. Don't believe the stereotypes about Missouri.
Way to go, Missouri. Good job.
I didn't have many stereotypes about Missouri, to be honest. I didn't have many.
We're kind of like weird South, but not. We're in the Bible Belt,
really.
We're not quite Southern.
Yeah. Not south enough.
The only thing I ever hear about St. Louis, you have that stupid arch.
Yep,
the Cardinals.
Stupid arch. You have Nelly.
Nelly.
St. Louis ticks.
And a lot of crime.
A lot of crime.
Truth.
Yep. A lot of strip clubs.
Truth. Yep. That's in Illinois. So. Wrong. Fake news.
Mm-hmm. You guys also have Toastums, don't you? From the Toastomers? That's where they created that?
Yeah, they were born
that's
here.
That's what I thought. The home of St. Louis. That's what I thought. Reginald Smuckers. So anyway, all right, that's our short one. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking the Podcast. Hope to catch you next time. For Laura.
Goodbye.
For Carlos.
Bye-bye.
And I'm Mafia. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking the Podcast. Until later.